did a great job getting pressure on Flacco, and offense put up the points. And I mean, we know if we come out and play our game, we should be fine.
Rematch factor, you guys stomped them pretty good. That said, I'm sure they got a lot to try to come back and prove to you guys. Who has the favor there?
I mean, definitely they got a lot to prove. We still have a lot to prove. I mean, we know that the playoffs is where you make your name, and I mean, our goal is to win a Super Bowl, and they're the team that's standing in the way for our goal.
It was harder than division this year for a spot inside the division. How hard is it to beat a team twice?
I mean, it's definitely a challenge being a team twice, but I mean, this team that we have, we're pretty good, solid overall, pretty balanced, and we know that if we go out there and play our game, try to eliminate the turnovers and enforce turnovers, we think we should be fine.
Kind of, you hear this term in baseball, kind of a hitter has a pitcher's number. Having picked off Flacco, knowing you can do it, yeah. Do you kind of have a little extra confidence maybe, kind of looking to maybe jump in there and grab another one?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a lot of confidence, definitely based off of how we played last time. And I'm just trying to go out there and duplicate the same thing. And I know I'm going to play my game, and whatever they got new or whatever they do, we'll be ready for it, well prepared.
Do you expect them to do a lot of different things than they did back in December?
I mean, it's kind of hard to. It's so much stuff you can do. I mean, when we got a D-line coming and your quarterback really doesn't have all that time to think, I would expect them to try to get the run game going, try to get Ray Rice more involved, get him going, and try to keep Peyton off the field.
It's different coming to work today.
It's been all week. Last week, waiting. Yeah. You guys know. Feel it.
Yeah, this team's hungry, man. We're ready to play, and I mean, we're ready to get this good week of preparation going, and get on the field Saturday, man. This bye week. It's not fun watching other teams, and I'm ready to play. So I mean, I can't wait till Saturday.
When you watch the games this weekend, do you have a notepad? Were you scouting, or were you just?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely Colts and Baltimore game. I seen just watching film, studying. I mean, I try to be a student of the game and prepare hard. And I mean, just of course take a little tidbits. But I mean, a lot of the stuff that teams run, they've ran during the season, so it's not too much new.
So you did nothing from the Ravens surprise you Sunday then?
No, I mean, they threw a lot of deep balls. I mean, that's what you expect from Flacco, and I mean, that's something that you have to eliminate from them.
Unrelated, Notre Dame or Alabama?
I mean, I have to go with Alabama. I mean, they've been there. I mean, they won it last year, and I think they got the team to win it again.
Is there any key to that? You know, Flacco likes to throw that ball for a ton of air under.
Yeah.
So as a D-back, what's the...
I mean, it just turned into a receiver once the ball's in the air. I mean, that's something that we definitely going to prepare a lot of doing, of is being able to go and play the ball when the ball's in the air, because, of course, we know Flacco likes to throw the deep ball. And I mean, that's something that last game we eliminated. We eliminated the deep shot and the big play, and that's something that we're trying to do again.
Mike had a rough time out of it. Did the week off help you at all?
Definitely, being able to rest and regenerate our minds, and being able to just get the guys that are hurt and banged up, getting them back healthy definitely helps.
Champ was named to an all-fundamentals team today. In your 2 years, what have you learned from him in terms of technique and such that you've been able to apply to your game?
I mean, just a little stuff. I mean, definitely coming out of my breaks fast, learning how to press. I mean, I definitely... pride myself on having great technique. I mean, that's really what's brought me pretty far, is having great technique, and just watching Champ and learning from him has definitely helped me.
Do you think you could have gotten to this point without being around a guy like him?
I mean, just watching him definitely helps. I mean, when you have a guy that's competing every day at a high level and has probably the best technique in the league, and being able to watch him and learn from him really helped me out to where my technique is pretty good now too.
How do you think last year's playoff experience will help you this year?
Oh, last year playing 2 games in the playoffs, I mean, definitely is going to help out a lot with the experience. That I know I can just go out there and play my game, and it's not a big difference from a regular season other than teams a little bit more desperate just because it's win or go home. And I mean, that experience last year going against Big Ben and Tom Brady, I mean, you can't get a better experience as a rookie, so I mean, that definitely helped me out.
How long did that game leave a bitter taste in your mouth?
I mean, definitely the whole offseason. When you have to go home and watch the playoffs is never good. And I mean, just playing against Tom Brady, you definitely learn a lot, and losing, you definitely learn a lot too.